Welcome to the Biz for Good show with your hosts, Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. The Biz for Good podcast is a fun and adventurous series that dives into the world of business, nonprofit, and startups, making a difference in the world for good. Get ready for another episode. Hey, cue that sick intro.
Biz for Good.
Welcome to the Biz for Good show. I am your host, Bobby Glenn James, along with the Ryan Pilkington. And today, of course, have three, count it, one, two, three amazing guests. And we're knocking this out of the park today because they are rivaling my energy.
Yeah.
Right, Ryan? You said it.
I don't even know what to do right now.
Oh, I have a feeling we're going to have a whole lot of fun today. Take us into the show, Ryan. What episode is it? Who are these folks and what are we doing?
Yeah, betcha. We're on episode 46.
46, my friend.
46 of the Biz for Good show.
Can you believe it? It's been 46 episodes.
It's been so much fun.
I love crazy, you. amazing guests. What a blast to get out there that the true secret to success in business is to do good.
You got to do good.
Pretty darn simple.
Simple.
It's not rocket science, people.
Yeah. Today we'll be sitting down with Love True Crew.
The Love True Crew.
Well, these guys are on a movement. They're on a passion. They're on a trajectory of awesomeness.
Changing the world.
Yeah.
One ripple at a time, my friends.
That's right. So we'll be talking to the Love True crew and Love True in everything you do.
Love True in everything you do. I love it. Ooh, I'm excited.
So we'll bring them on in a moment here. Our guests
they
today
are in the studio.
Yeah, they are in studio.
They are in the studio. It's so secret. It's a secret.
We're the teaser people. So we'll have Levi, Ernest, Kendra Cower, and Nathan Anderson, and we want to welcome to the show.
Levi, Ernest, and Kendra Cower, Nathan Anderson.
In just a moment, but we got to do our partner.
Oh, yeah, sponsors, folks. EFL360.com. Entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders, if you want to start a business, if you started a business, if you have your baby and you want to grow it more, if you're a leader and you know you want more tools to reach out and do more and be more, EFL 360 weekly is every Thursday from 4 to 6 in the Miller campus in the corporate partnership building in room 333. EFL360.com. Wait, I gotta take a breath. Okay. Speakups.com. If you're a speaker, if you want to be a speaker, if you know you have a message inside you that you want to get out, if you don't want to just learn how to move your hands and what words to say, but actually get your message out to the world because you know it's in you, speakups.com.
Speakups. Part two. All right. If you're new to the Biz for Good Shoe,
is a really good shoe today.
If you're new to the show, well, we obviously like to have fun and dive deep and interview like-minded, passionate people doing good and promotes true success is love. So you can find us on the Facebook at facebook.com/Biz.
On Facebook.
Show. Join us live every Thursday.
And we're not sure what time anymore.
Just like us on Facebook.
Just like it. Follow us. We'll let you know when we're going to be on that week.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, and Twitter and Instagram. All right.
And there's phones beeping. It's always somebody's phone.
All right. We ready to do the show?
Are we ready to do the show? Are we going to welcome the guests on?
I'm going to let you do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show!
Yeah, come on
in. Come on in. Come on in, guys. Woo-hoo! All right, here they are. Woo! High fives. Oh, good.
Yeah.
High fives all around. Oh, my cord is not as long as it usually is. I'm taking the technology with me. Welcome to the show. Gosh, this is a historic event for the Biz for Good show because we have actually never had three guests on before.
Nice.
This is a first. We love
you got
first.
The trifecta.
We got the trifecta. I'm excited. So, let me play with this. We get to see these beautiful people. Man, are they gorgeous or what? Yeah. These are beautiful people. You are beautiful people. Thank you for being. Oh, these guys are awesome. Oh, this is gonna be fun. Let's just jump into it, guys. Tell us about. Let's get to know you first. Let's find out who you guys are. Just take turns. Jump in. Whoever wants to go. Let us know who you are.
What is going on, people out there in the world? Biz for Good, raving fans, amazing humans. This is
amazing
Levi.
Humans.
Yeah. Yeah. This is Levi Ernest coming at you. Warrior name is Soul Samurai. Man. I'm all about the love. I'm about the spark of this thing, the passion. This life is for living, and that's what I'm here to do. My purpose is to light up, literally. I'm going around. I'm surfing the wave of light with these humans, and we are literally on a mission. We're on a campaign. I'll stay on me though.
And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that mission, baby. But right, yeah, right, we want right. to know about this guy.
Yeah,
who
yeah.
is this dude?
Yeah. You know. Long, colorful, just amazing road to this point. I love that life is filled with various chapters that are happening for us and not to us. And that has brought this human here today. I'm a proud husband. I'm a father of four children. And I'm a beautiful human being, man. And I'm coming into my own. And I'm so blessed to be here and doing podcasts and bouncing around and just loving life.
I love it. You know, yeah. I tell people all the time, there's really only two choices. Life could either suck or it could be great.
Yeah.
It's your choice.
For
Which
sure.
one do you want? And I have a feeling you're choosing the second one.
That was the good one.
The good one.
I'm doing the good one. No curveballs, man.
Throwing it at you, baby.
Well, not that that was one, but, you know, this is cool.
There'll be a test.
Which one do you choose? Sucky or good life?
Right.
Check.
Good life. Yeah.
Oh, we're going to go this way?
Yes. I am Kendra Cower. I am a previous
Kendra Cower.
He likes saying names. He's
yeah.
Nice.
Sorry. I like the way you say it. I am the goddess of the group.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Love it.
We need names like that.
Yeah, the goddess of the group.
The goddess.
And he's the samurai. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. I am a former Miss Utah. I am living my best single life. And my purpose in life is to help people live their best lives too. So I teach a lot of mindset, a lot of love, a lot of inspiration, a lot of hope for abused women specifically, and for suicide teens is what we're working on. So
beautiful,
so
love
excited.
It.
So grateful to be here.
You guys are so awesome. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for showing up.
Start
today.
Crying already, Mom.
Yeah, don't. I do cry at sad commercials, so. Just know there might be some depends, but anyway.
Nice. And I'm Nathan Anderson, and my title is the original Love True Ninja. So a lot of this has become a part of my life that has came out of understanding that the worst things that have happened to me have truly been the biggest blessings.
Ooh.
You know, I had this colorful life growing up and had all my circumstances with drugs and alcohol and relationships and all these things happen in my life. And now looking back, I see that they were all necessary to lead me to this point right now in my life and to really be having the ability to spread this message of love and truth. And I wouldn't change it any other way. And as we go along this path, I realize that all this was put into place to see that that is the common thing that brings us all together as humanity is looking at the things that happen into our life as though they're happening for us, not to us. Mm-hmm. And they really build us into who we are. And if we get that courage, that bravery to step into that, that's truly where we live our single purpose that I believe we were meant here to go down. And I'm doing that right now, every day.
I love it. The fifth wisdom is thoughts. And one piece of thoughts is gratitude.
Nice.
If you keep, it's not just about having positive thoughts, but being grateful for what you have. And I am such a firm believer that the stuff that happens to us in life, even the bad stuff, is a blessing. Mm. It's a it makes you who you are.
Completely.
The powerful, amazing, only you in the universe that you are.
Yeah.
And we should be jumping for joy for even the bad stuff, because yes. it's Amen. Powerful, good stuff. We're kindred spirits. I can already feel it. Ryan, this is we're together for a reason. There are no accidents.
There is no. Cut from the same cloth.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I have a feeling we're going to be connected with these folks for a while.
Likewise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Doing good. It brings us together for sure.
Be good, do good. There's no more powerful force that we can do on this earth than just be good to our fellow human being and do things that make that better.
Yeah.
Love it. Okay, Ryan.
Sure.
We haven't went too far off track.
No,
yeah. We're doing great.
Very good.
Why are you looking at me like that, Ryan?
Put a little. you know,
wait a second. We gotta move. Do that again. What was that?
I don't know. I can't do it again.
Now it looks like you're trying to date me or something. Pick me up.
You got me on course now.
I had to do it, folks. I had to do it. Okay.
I want to do a little shout out to the Little True Crew here. I've been watching them afar.
We do that here at the Biz for Good Show. We check people out.
We are definitely on the radar of people that are out there doing good. So I've been waiting to meet you guys. So this is it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Ryan's been coming in. Hey, I'm watching these guys. Check this out, Bobby. Check these videos out.
You gotta do it.
Ooh, these guys are on fire. They got some passion behind them. We like that kind of stuff, don't we, Ryan?
It is. And it's my honor to ask this question. How do you feel about, or what does Biz for Good mean to you?
I'll lead into that. I did some posts, putting out that we were going to be guests here. We're privileged to be guests. What Biz for Good means to me is that you're being the change. You know, I love the fact that you're supporting nonprofits, startups, foundations, amazing human beings, and not just sitting back, but proactively out there looking for them. Me and Ryan have been communicating for a while, and you know, right off the bat, I was like, hey, man, can we grab lunch sometime?
Yeah,
I had
awesome.
No idea where it was leading or whatnot, but that's what I found as well, whether it's in Facebook land or at the out on the street. I mean, yesterday in Harmon's parking lot, Nathan and I saw these two women in the ugly sweater, Christmas sweater thing, and I was like, hey, let's grab a picture with them. Well, they are running a nonprofit. You know, they take eyeglasses. They said 80% of blindness is preventable or whatnot, but Biz for Good to me is the light, is the change. Dynamic human beings bringing the passion, bringing the love, but empowering others to share their story and cause and mission. So thank you. That's what Biz for Good means to me.
Awesome.
Really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys.
That's pretty good, Ryan.
Yeah.
Wow. My hair is blown back. What hair?
I do that a lot.
And we're streaming. We're streaming.
He's got just a hair bit of passion about this thing.
Just a little. We are streaming on their page as well.
Oh! Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, say what's up. I wish that they could see.
Oh, we got
Bobby James.
We can see your head. You see my head. It's shiny right there. It's shiny.
You got to stand up. Say what's up. You got to give him a little love.
Yo, just drink, baby! Okay. Yeah. Michael,
you just went
is it Michael Myers? Is that who that is?
Let's go.
No, that's the Halloween guy that kills people. Yeah, that's the wrong guy. Yeah. That's not who I was going for. Okay, sure. Let's. What does Biz for Good mean to you?
Okay, so I feel like, I know that each of us are sent here for a purpose.
I love that you just corrected yourself. You know it.
I know.
You don't think.
Yes.
You 100% know it.
I do.
Love it.
One of my favorite mentors said, your mess is your message. And when nonprofits or businesses are starting up, it's usually because they found their purpose in life. And I feel like that's what we are doing right now. We found our purpose, and that is to help others find their love and truth in their lives. And that's what I love about you guys. There's so many people around this world doing good.
There is.
There
is.
And you guys support them in that. So I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
It's powerful. You know, we watch the news and stuff and you think everything is horrible and it's coming to crap. But there are more good people in the world than bad.
So true.
True.
And we just need to focus on that and quit focusing on the yucky.
Yes. So thank you. So yeah, that's what I think Business for Good means, is finding your purpose and living that out and sharing that with the world to make it a better
place.
Being your purpose.
Mm-hmm. Being on purpose.
Yes. Ooh,
love purpose. It. Uh-huh. That's good stuff.
I love it.
Biz for Good for me at this point is another amazing confirmation that we are on the right path, right? Me and we've been down this road for about 3 years now, creating it, just getting out of our own way. And as we do that, as we surrender and let G, that's what I call God, G, as we let
G. Big G. I love it, Big G. That's beautiful.
As we let G, you know, steer us and we get out of the way, we keep running into collaborating and becoming a part of things much bigger than we could have ever imagined. And when Levi told me about this, because he's out there just being himself on fire all the time, and he tells me about, oh, hey, this, we're going to go do this podcast, or this is coming up, I instantly know it's because we are genuinely, authentically doing good in the world. And that they're
being
whatever,
real.
So
being real. Yourselves.
Yeah.
Being who you were meant
authentic.
To be. Authentic.
And I know no matter what, when we show up here, we're going to get exactly what we need. Whether that's an epic success or an epic failure, I'm like, G has our back and there's something to learn and grow. And then we show up and we see that this is just another confirmation that like-minded people are out there and they're all coming together for the greater good of humanity. And it's just a matter of time before this thing blows up.
These guys have giant energy. Oh, man. I mean, I just got to tell you.
This is contained right now.
Oh, my gosh. I love this. Passion is such a beautiful, powerful tool to connect with people, to get people out of their comfort zone, to move people's energy around it. And you guys have got it. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you guys in the studio. Just feeling you. I mean, it's literally.
Yeah.
Feeling your energy is Ryan, super sensitive Ryan, and we
he's the
anyway.
Empath.
Yeah,
he feels
us
all. Right. I'm glad you feel us, brother.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, it's flowing. This is coming.
There is
that's
definitely
the thing. It's reciprocal. Then it builds and gets stronger, and that's what's happening with the light out there.
It is. I wish we just want to get the word out that. Powerful, beautiful things are happening in this world. And there are businesses of all kinds that get it, that see that making a difference in the world is about doing good stuff. And it's the secret to success. Yeah. And not money success, but success in just enjoying and having a beautiful life.
Right here.
Right there. Heart success.
The soul
absolutely.
Food. The soul pay.
Soul pay. Ooh.
Oh,
they got some cool stuff.
They are.
That's good. They got the ninja
trademark.
Soul pay.
G. I love it. Wow. Words are powerful. And their words are powerful. Because you can tell you guys live your words.
Oh, definitely.
And that's, if you're familiar with the Four Agreements, I don't know if you guys have read the
best
Four Agreements.
Book ever.
Absolutely. Be your word, my friends.
Impeccable with your word.
Huge. The second I stopped taking everything personal, my whole world changed. Because,
right.
Man, if you don't like me, oh, I'm crushed. Oh, my poor man. Oh, my gosh. You let that stuff go, and you become an ultra-powerful person. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
Off track.
No sorries.
Love it. No sorries, yeah. Gosh, what is my...
He never says sorry, by the way.
That's, I know. I call you on it constantly, and I just said sorry. What is going on? Practice what you preach, Bobby. We're off.
It's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn?
It's your turn.
It's my turn.
The nitty gritty.
So, tell us about what you guys are doing now. Give us the lowdown of what's going on. Give us the...
Okay, I gotta go.
Okay,
I'm
so awesome.
I was waiting.
Let's hear it.
I'm jump in.
I'm waiting. Okay, so our theme is Every Teen Scene 2018. And we're working with a group called Hope Squad, which is for suicidal teens. And supporting them in that movement. And one of the most beautiful things is meeting with these teenagers who have been through the suicidal thoughts, the suicidal actions, have come out of it, become stronger. And then when we get to help those kids who don't even know what they're going through and they say, hey, I was thinking the same thing, and telling their parents. It was a beautiful experience we had the other day about a child who told their parent about the suicidal thoughts they were having and didn't even know that this was happening. And so it's one life is so important. And as we go to these schools, I look in these kids' eyes and I'm like, oh, they're so beautiful to me and so perfect. And everyone deserves to be seen in all their beauty. And the most beautiful thing is when they're authentic. And so that's what our message is to help these kids know how beautiful and authentic and how much they're loved.
And how original they are.
Yeah.
They are the only them in the universe. And if only everybody knew how amazing that is.
You're 1 in 7 billion.
Yeah.
Wow.
What are the chances?
And your life has so much value. Mm. You don't have a clue what kind of ripple you're going to make in this world. Mm-hmm. They got to know that. Mm-hmm. They got to know how much they're worth. So true. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Well, sorry!
If you think of that, like, they're really taking that away from everybody if they don't find that. Because we need that person. We need their perspective, them, their true them. If we all go around being the same person, that's what we get. Yeah. Right? We get a bunch of robots, clones, zombies, whatever you want to say. But yeah. That uniqueness in them, whatever it looks like, is the beauty that each and every one of us should be striving to bring out. And if you get to know us well enough, you see that we're very uniquely on fire in our own authentic ways, even though it aligns because we're happy and excited and bouncing around. It looks like we're the same, but we're so different in our authentic beauty that's uniquely ours.
Yeah. Yeah. And the kids need to know that other kids have felt that same way, and they've made it. Mm. And they know that, man, if you just push through it, you're going to be able to go to the next level and then be a light for somebody else.
Yeah.
I love what you guys are doing. Me and Ryan, we talk about it all the time. We are so connected, and we've had things in our past that connects us with the suicide prevention and bullying and all that stuff. And we just love these like-minded folks that know that the kids are powerful.
Mm. Well, I love that you said prevention. You know, we're up over 400 teen suicides this year, you guys, and that's 141% over the last range of time. The CDC just released some new studies because everybody's really looking at this thing. This is literally an epidemic.
Absolutely.
In our culture. It's not going away. It's not getting any better. So we feel like we can be that beacon, that Batman sign in the night, you know, the Love True Lotus upside down, flying upside down intentionally as a call for distress, like the American flag upside down.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time.
I was always wanting to know.
It's a lotus flower that they mean ascension, rebirth. That's the sacred lotus flower. But you know, we have the privilege of doing this right now during this existence. It's literally going out and seeing the teens, and what's going to happen is adults, other people, they're going to start seeing each other too as a byproduct. Because how many days do we go through a full day and you know, don't see anyone? Car, yeah. Work,
doing our thing.
Home, you know, it's yep. Like cell phone, you know, it's like see people.
See the people.
And look into them and feel them. Bobby, a second ago, man, when you got, I mean, the wave just came, you know, crashing over and flooding, and that connection that you have, I don't know if you've lost someone or someone close to you, but everyone has been affected by this epidemic in some way, and we're solutions oriented. We're focusing on the prevention, bringing the light, bringing the love, bringing the solution. That starts with, we've got three keys right now: awareness, education, empowerment. That's kind of where we're at right
love
now.
It.
You know, bringing it out. We got
starts with awareness.
Up.
You have to be aware. I mean, some kids don't even realize, like you were saying, they don't even realize where they're at. Awesome.
Yeah, they really don't even know they have a choice until they have an example of, oh, wow, I can be lit up and love myself for who I am. Because when you go around out in society, you don't have that example. You have a bunch of examples from media and all these places showing you, oh, you're not good enough, you need this. You're not rich enough, you need this. You need the girl, the car, whatever, because it works, because it sells, because it motivates us to go get stuff.
Yeah.
But the true reality is once we give these students and another example, they just jump right on board. And they're like, whoa, I could be happy right now with who I am and my situation and look at my situation as if it's exactly what I need to like walk into my greatness. What an amazing thing. But I had no idea it was there. And that's where I was as a kid.
Absolutely.
I had no idea. I didn't have an example of that. And I went, now that I do, how easy it is to walk into that. And I get that all the time from G, that it's like, love trumps fear so much, so easily, right? But the fact is fear is just shown to us all the time. It's pushed down our throats, and love's almost in the background, right? Mm-hmm. And it's reserved for weddings or funerals or birthday parties, when really love throughout the day is the answer. All day long, we walk around loving on everybody, even the people that think we're crazy.
The ones
that are the most difficult, we love the most because we're like,
our sacred clowns, Ryan.
Yes.
Yep, sacred clowns.
Love them.
It's a beautiful thing, and we have so much stuff coming on. We have an event coming up December 16th, the Every Teen Scene in 2018. We're going to see the venue right after this, and the way things are lining up, this couldn't have been perfect timing to come here and have this be out.
Yes, thank you.
That's coming up, the venue. We just got Totem City, an amazing band. They're 20-year-olds. I mean, geniuses. I'm surprised they haven't hit it big yet, right?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you.
Exciting. Oh, I mean, and all these things just showing up, and we just, I'm getting goosebumps, just because we keep
showing. We want to be a part of that. We want to be a,
please.
If you guys are open, we'd love to be a part of that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Completely.
Awesome. I'm getting chills. I'm getting chills.
That's what it's all about.
I love it.
They recently got an anonymous donation for their movement.
Yep.
And that was a really cool little thing they shared on Facebook.
$20 million was it?
$1 million.
I'm still stuck on him, and it's not the killer; it's the other guy.
No, we open up an envelope, and you know, Nathan and I, sometimes we just feel like, you know, a prompting to share something on Facebook. I know it's I don't even want to call it a necessary evil, but it's because this is a way to shine the light.
Yeah, share absolutely.
Live streaming, I mean, the way you use it, you know,
money is how things move forward. That's why we talk about in business, revenue makes you be able to do more good.
Thank you. But we opened it up. We are feeling that spirit. We opened it up. You know, a lot of our sound studio is in my truck, you know, the Toyota. You know, it's the cab, nice soundproof. But we opened it up, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. $1,000, you know, anonymous. Open the card on the front. It says,
just,
you know,
cash.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cash.
Awesome.
It says, thank you for what you're doing. Keep going. Stay focused.
Yeah.
You know? And that hit right here, and another confirmation that right on time, baby. Right on time. Keep going. Thank you. If you're listening, whoever you are, Earth Angel, thank you.
Thank you. Absolutely. And it's a crazy how everything lined up after that. Then this event came together and all these people, you know, Miss Utah just going, hey, let's do this. All these things coming out as going, wow, now we know where that $1,000 goes.
Yeah.
We got some Every Teen Scene t-shirts coming, some bracelets, way to give out and create awareness, make this thing something that builds us rather than tears us down. Because for so long, suicide and what we see in the people we go and meet with and have interviews, these people that have had, you know, their son passed back in October, and they're using it as a vehicle to do good, as a vehicle to show love, when so many people hide, and they feel guilt and shame, and they never share their story, and that is a lost opportunity to see someone else to see and go, wow, this is something that I can use to make everybody's lives better by the awareness of what it is, what it felt like, what I went through. And truly, the people that take action and do something with it are alive. We went to this amazing family's house, the Thompsons, and we took a selfie. We did this Facebook video and we took this selfie afterwards. And I remember looking at the picture, and there was like 5 or 6 of us in there, and we're, I mean, smiling so big.
Yeah.
And I went, that blows my mind that we went to someone's house we'd never met before, laughed, cried, did this video, and then we took a selfie on the way out the door, and we were all full of light. We are all like 100% love. I'm like, nobody in the world, if I said, what were we doing in that picture, would they say, you just had a conversation with pretty much strangers about their son that committed suicide 2 months ago. And they're a huge part of this event. The the wife's coming to speak. The brother's coming to speak. Yeah. And it was
Jenna,
amazing.
TJ, Trace, we love you.
Yes,
Joey,
thank
we
you.
Honor you. We are part of Joey's army now.
Hmm.
Cool.
And literally, can I share this? Oh, go ahead. Okay. We did that live video. That was just this week, right, Nate? Was
this stuff is like boom, boom. I mean, literally.
This is in Stansbury Park. That side of the mountains over there in Twilla, they're having their own struggles over there, right, already. But I do want to give a shout out to John Gossett, Life is Worth Living Foundation. Keep doing what you're doing, brother. That guy is amazing. He's been going for 2-3 years. So we're out there just this week. And we do this Facebook Live video, and it's beautiful. We're on our way out, taking a selfie, beaming light. The next evening, guys, Trace, who's this law enforcement officer, he's awesome, Joey's dad, right? Big guy, looks like, you know, holy cow, like, you know, he's one of those guys, if he's chasing me, arresting me, you know, like, whoa, you know, like, intimidating, biggest heart ever. It's funny how those guys are biggest hearts. The night after, he's at the car wash there, local car wash. He's swiping his credit card in and out. It's not working, not working, not working. He's like, why is this not working? He shared this story with me on Facebook Messenger with us. Mm-hmm. Why is this not working? I have lots of money, you know, like, what's going on? Well, a lady pulls up behind him. What's going on, man? What's going on? Oh, my card's not working here, you know, I don't know, you know, one of those things. She's like, well, I got you. I got you. Okay, well, here's some cash. Here, I'll give you cash. She's like, no, you're Joey's dad, aren't you? Mm. And he's like, well, I am. Do we know each other? She said, I saw the Facebook Live video last night, and I watched it with my 13-year-old son, and it ends, and we have a conversation that he's been feeling suicidal. He's been struggling. He's been, and that's the kind of beautiful cosmic magic just floating around, you know? And that's what it's all about. I replied back. I'm like, man, this is the biggest paycheck I've ever had, Trace. Thank you. You know? That's what it's all about.
It's literally like miracle after
you were
miracle
gonna cry.
Happens. You know?
I get phone
I'm not
calls.
Crying. What are you talking about? Allergies.
I get so many phone calls from women and people of hopelessness and loneliness. And I cried all the way to church on Sunday for these humans that are so hopeless. And that's what we're here for, is to give hope.
They know that they're loved. People need to know that they're loved.
And they're not alone. That's the biggest Absolutely. Thing is you're not alone in how
they
you
can feel alone in a crowd of a million people, but they're not. Mm-hmm. They're so loved. Yeah. You guys are awesome.
All right.
Okay. We probably should wrap this up.
we
might explode
guys.
With this kind of energy, this love and juicy goodness. Anyway, you guys are awesome.
So, what would be a good action item for you guys to share with the audience out there in Biz for Good Land?
Well, you know, December 16th, actually tonight at 6 p.m., if anyone wants to tune in, we're going to be live streaming a big meeting. It's a collaboration. It's a team meeting. This is actually the first.
It's on Facebook?
It's going to be on Facebook tonight
so
at
what's
6
your,
p.m.
So, what's your guys' Facebook piece?
Love True. Instagram is really cool. It's Love True Crew, all U's, because it's all about you, LUVTRUCRU. Love True Crew, all about you. So that's Instagram, but tonight on Facebook, Levi Ernest, Kendra Cower, Nathan Anderson, but also Love True. We're really, guys, we'd love out there, we'd love some followers and likes on the Love True page, you know, because your personal
Absolutely.
Page takes off or whatever.
Right.
But anyway, been so busy, sometimes hard even just to do the whole algorithms and whatnot with social
media. We
gotta
be on that.
But tonight at 6 p.m., big team meeting, the first of its kind, because things really took off 3-4 months ago, you know, on this thing, and that's where we've been led. Tonight, big meeting, 6 p.m., tune in if you want, but the big call to action, everybody out there listening, December 16th, that is the kickoff of the Every Teen Seen 2018 campaign, where the mission is to reduce teen suicides by 50%. Mm. That's
wow.
our mission.
Love it.
And all you other foundations out there listening, doing so much good, we're bridge builders, or we are all bridge builders, bringing light. Biz for Good is a bridge builder.
Absolutely.
Let's get together, shine the light. The time
With collaboration,
is now.
You can do so much more.
Amen. This isn't Love True.
Yes,
this is love.
All of
this
us.
This is the religion of
Be
love.
Be good, do
this
good is everywhere. Yeah,
so yeah. December 16th, it's 3 to 6 p.m. We're going just after this to check out the venue. We've got Totem City, this amazing band, inspired young men, 20-year-olds.
And what's the date again?
December 16th. From 3 to 6
wow,
p.m.
That's next week, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. And I know there's Christmas parties, everybody, but you can go later.
It's a Saturday?
This is the great party.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a Saturday?
Yep, it's a Saturday.
I'll be available.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Yay!
We'll be there.
Yes.
we'll
and
do
if
road
you
trips.
Be do,
yeah. Yeah, we'll do a Biz for Good show road trip for sure.
Okay.
Is that okay if we come and do some interviews and stuff?
Well, we'd love for you guys to share some words, actually, in front of the audience.
I would love that.
You know, because we're going to have some power speakers, those that are bringing the thunder, you know, and there's going to be the more teens, people out there, humans out there listening, please bring your teens out. Please. The venue looks like it's going to be around 90th South and 5th West. We're going there right now, but keep tuned on the Facebook page.
We will keep it posted
that.
On Biz for Good, too.
Thank
so
you.
Everybody check it out.
Thank
we'll
you.
Keep
December
going
16th,
and make sure everybody
26.
Knows about it, too. Sky, we know that you're, because
She's
you know,
like,
I'm
up,
a flake, and Sky keeps us. So, Sky, make sure that happens.
Love you. I've got a daughter named Sky. Love you, Sky.
We need to connect them up with the Good Deed Revolution.
Absolutely. Good Ooh. Deed Revolution. And some other folks. I know Luke Watkins. You guys know Luke Watkins?
Yes. Remind me. I've heard of Luke Watkins.
Oh, yeah. He's doing stuff, too.
I know Luke Watkins. How do I know Luke?
Yeah, we'll okay, introduce you.
I do.
We'll
so, connect you. So much going on.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, we got... Okay, Ryan.
You're going to have to be back on the show for next season.
Yep. They're going to have to be back on the show.
Thank you so
guys,
much.
Guys, thank you. I mean, we could talk all day.
Literally, yeah.
And we need to have you back. Oh, season one's going to be over, you know, at the end of December. You guys got to be on season two.
Follow up.
I just thank you. Being around these guys, you can't help but be excited and happy.
We'll see you
are changing
December
16th, the world.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That'll be to get us to episode 50. We'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. it'll be close.
Yeah.
We're
50% reduction.
There you go. I love it. Okay, folks.
Sorry.
We're going to keep talking.
Not sorry.
Ryan, take us out.
All right. We always end the show with the hashtag be good, do good. So with that, hashtag
be good, do good.
Hashtag
be good, do good. Hashtag be good, do good.
Holy guacamole. And that's a wrap.
Thank you for listening to the Biz for Good show series with Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. We want to thank our guests and all our fans of the show. Again, you can find us online at bizforgoodshow.com and on all our social platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. Have a great day, and remember, be good, do good.